Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the New Day Show. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm just listening to the show.
Okay, unfortunately, I have the technicians on because I'm not hearing. Are you hearing the show?
Yes, I can hear you speaking over the
page.
Okay,
were you hearing something before I started speaking?
No, nothing. Before you started speaking.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold. I will be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day Radio Show, where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Whether you're a biological mother, a community mother, or a spiritual mother, today is our special day, and this show is in celebration of each and every one of you. So every mother, wherever you are, I honor you for being a mother. And with that being said, today's show is a dedication to every mother. So I will accept your calls, and you can give compliments to your mother, or you can read poems to your mother, or music, whatever it is that you want to do for your mother. This show is for you to do just that. So call in and let us show mothers how much we love them. BTRXC, welcome to the show. And what I want to do, I'm going to be sharing some poetry. But I got a Mother's Day card today, and I want to read what the card says. Happy Mother's Day to a woman with a generous, caring heart, a beautiful way of sharing the gift of each moment. Enjoy your day. Dear Daphne, thank you for your love, support, friendship, and mothering. Your strength is like none other. God bless you. And this came from my friend Alicia. Thank you, Alicia, for being part of my life. You're the sister, the friend, the daughter. You are just one rock in my life, and I want to thank you for being a dear friend. So I know someone was on the phone line before, and because we were having a bit of technical difficulties, so we had to start over. So I'm praying that they will call back. I am going to be sharing some poems as we go through today. But before we do that, I want to I want to play our theme song.
Course of this life, some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
And this song is so true for each and every mother. I mean, mothers, they are friends, they are teachers, they are everything to us. And there are a couple of poems that I took offline that I want to read as we do this episode today. I had sent a message out asking whether or not there were some children out there who wanted to co-host the show with me tonight. Unfortunately, I did not get any responses back. So let's hope by next year, Mother's Day, I'll have some children who is willing and ready to co-host with me. I'm going to read one of the poems, and it begins by saying, a mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving, and when all others are forsaking, and it never fails or falter, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining. It defies all expectation. It still remains a secret like the mystery of creation. A many-splendored miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand. And the author is unknown, but that's just one of the poems that I have took from the internet and wanted to share that for mother. And I mentioned that there was someone who was online before we got kicked off, and I am going to be calling the person. And I hope they'll pick up, because I want to give them an opportunity to say something to their mother. I know it was a gentleman. I want to give him an opportunity to say something to his mother. So I hope he answers the phone. So here we are. We dial in live.
Blog Talk Radio, how can I help you?
Okay, I didn't realize that it was Blog Talk. You were on the line with me before. I thought you were a caller, so I called back. Well, since I have you on, I got to say, Alan, I think it's Alan, thank you for getting me back on live. But seeing that today's show is a dedication to all mothers, would you like to say something to your mom?
Yes. Just want to say thank you for being the greatest mom out there.
Oh.
And I appreciate everything that she's done for me over the past few years. And I'm very grateful for it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so very much. And I appreciate you getting me back up and running live, Alan.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
And I hope you have a great Mother's Day as well.
Thank you so very much. So very much. Yes, I tell you, I am so honored to be doing this today because I lost my mom when I was 13 years old. So it's quite a few number of years. I'm now 65, so I haven't had mama for many years. I haven't had her physically. However, she is with me every day. And I tell you, I can feel her strength and her spirit and all the fortitude that she has instilled in me, especially when I am up against challenging times. I can really hear my mother's voice telling me in my spirit, sweetie, don't you back down. Baby girl, you go for it. You can do all things. My mother, although she died when I was 13 years old, my mom was an asthmatic. And when in Jamaica, when she had that attack, I would stay home from school to just be with her. And I can recall when she was having difficulty breathing, and I would hold her head next to my chest and just to have her propped up so that she could take deep breaths. And I remember her telling me that I was going to be a good nurse. And the only difference is that you're going to be wearing a uniform and you're going to get paid. And I tell you, yes, I did become a nurse and lived up to my mother's expectation of me. And I still hold her memories dear to me. Even this show that I'm doing here is because of my mother telling me that I can do all things. There is nothing that you cannot do in this world. So I want to thank my mother, Leonora Scarlett Clark. I want to thank her. She didn't have wealth. She didn't have academics. However, she gave me great values and morals. I was speaking with a friend of mine who knew my mother when she was a little girl. I was speaking with her 3 weeks ago, and she said, girl, I can remember Miss Early. That's what they call my mother. And she said that, I can remember your mother. She used to bring the best fruits and the best yam. A yam is a staple that farmers grow in Jamaica. And she would bring the best thing from the field up to give to the minister, that's the pastor at the church, and his family. And I look at her and I said, Inez, thank you for sharing that with me, because now I understand that the many blessings that I now get and encounter are because of the seeds that my mother planted so long ago. So I honor my mom. She's in heaven. I know she's proud of what I'm doing. And especially, Mama, every time that I speak with food in my mouth, I can hear you saying, oh, that's a no-no. So I am still working on that part of me not to talk with food in my mouth. So, again, I am so honored to have had my mother, although it was only for 13 years. However, those 13 years still impact my life. I thank her for every little seed that she planted in my life to help me to become the woman that I am today. I honor you, Mama, and I know your spirit is watching over me, and I know that in the authentic part of who I am, you are carved here, and I'll never, never forget you as my mother. I love you. And I just want to go ahead, and I want to share another poem for you. It says, this is A Mother's Prayer by Mary A. Loberg, and it reads, help me, dear Lord, as a mother, I pray, and bless these hands folded in prayer today. May they be ever strong as they guide, as they teach. Beans never too far for a child to reach. May they never with selfishness or dissuade, nor too quickly punish, nor too slow aid. May they point out the pleasures in laughter and song, and may they show wisely the right from the wrong, so that one day I'll know that I've helped all I can to make her a mother, to make her a woman, to make him a man. That is another powerful, powerful poem. And I want to play, there's a song written by Bethany Schmidt that she wrote for her mom when her mom was in the hospital with cancer. And I want to find this song, and I want to play it today. I'm working on finding it here. It's by Bethany Schmidt. Where is that song? So, Mama, yes, here it is. This is a song that was written by a great female musician for her mother when her mother was in the hospital with cancer.
Therapy.
Yes, that's Bethany Schmitz with her song devoted to her mother. It is called Mama. Now, remember, you have the opportunity to call in 646-915-8166. Call in, celebrate somebody. Whether you have a godmother, a spiritual mother, a biological mother, or just a woman who has offered her shoulders to you for crying on, or a woman who comes by and hug you when you needed a hug or just a smile. Use this time to celebrate that woman. So the number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And another poem. Mother, and this author Howard Johnson is the author for this one. And what Howard has done here, he has used the word mother, and each letter he's telling us what that is. So it's M-O-T-H-E-R. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she's shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put all them together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. Howard Johnson, copyright 1915. And from, I know that Howard is not alone in that thought. We can all share that about our mothers. So again, as today is dedicated to mothers, and I want to just play some music as we go along and encourage you to call in to dedicate something to mothers. And I just got home from baby's dedication for my friend's granddaughters got dedicated today. So to all the mothers over there by Ashley's, I hope they're listening. I hope they're going to be calling in to say Happy Mother's Day to their mothers and their friends who are mothers. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And while we wait for someone to get on the line, we are going to sing Mama's Love Forever.
mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love lays down.
I could sing of your love.
All right, that was Elder Pierre Moranzo out of Texas. I can sing of your love forever. And can't we do that? There's nothing that we can do in this world that will have our mothers not loving us. I mean, no matter how ugly we act, they still love us. You know, it doesn't matter what we do. Mothers still love us. And this is why I see it today as my duty to honor mothers wherever you are. And remember, you can call in to honor the mothers in your lives. All of you know a mother. Might be it's your neighbor, it's somebody. I want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. And now as we move into the second portion of this show, we want to hear a word from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com. or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, one more poem. Before I was a mom, I slept as late as I wanted. I never worried about how late I got into bed. I brushed my hair and my teeth every day. I'm trying to open this so I can see here. All right. Before I was a mom, I cleaned my house each day. I never tripped over toys or forget words to a lullaby. I didn't worry whether or not plants were poisonous. I never thought about immunizations. Before I was a mom, I had never been pooped on, spit on, chewed on, or peed on. I had complete control of my mind, my thoughts. I slept all night. Before I was a mom, I never held down a screaming child so that doctors could do tests or give shots. I never looked into a teary eye, cried. I never got gloriously happy over a simple grim. I never sat up late hours at night watching a baby sleep. Before I was a mom, I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put it down. I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. I never knew that something so small could affect my life so much. I never knew that I could love someone so much. I never knew I would love being a mom. Before I was a mom, I didn't know the feeling of having my heart outside my body. I didn't know how special it could feel. I didn't know how special it could feel to feed a hungry baby. I didn't know that bond between a mother and her child. I didn't know that something so small could make me feel so important. Before I was a mom, I had never gotten up in the middle of the night every 10 minutes to make sure all is okay. I had never known warmth, the joy, the love, the heartache, the wonderment of the satisfaction of being a mom. I didn't know I was capable of feeling so much before I was a mom. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Remember, guys, call in 646-915-8166. We have 49 minutes remaining, and we are celebrating mothers today. I want to play one more of Bethany Schmidt's song, and this one is called More. That are listening, man, it doesn't matter how old you are, you are still our babies. I know just last week, you know, I was talking to my son, and he is sometimes say, oh, you don't know to talk to me like your son. You always talk to me like a client or something. But hey, you're still my baby, and I love you. And yes, I'm looking forward to speaking with you on Skype later on. I know he messaged me when I was at church, so I'm looking forward to talk to my one son, my only son, Javonte Vaughn Oliver Hudson. And he is a precious child because I had 5 miscarriages before I gave birth to that amazing 6-foot-plus man, hunk of a man. And I'm so honored to have him as a child. And I tell you, every time I get up, he lives in another country, so we are not together, but I so wish that we were together each and every day. And honey, I love you. Thank you for letting me be your mother, and I thank God for helping me to give birth to you. So again, excuse me, we have 43 minutes remaining in this Mother's Day show. So please, will someone pick up the phone, call in 646-915-8166. I am sure there got to be somebody that you would like to say happy Mother's Day to. I have Mother's Day greetings coming from all over the place. Oh, to my friend and fellow co-host, Deborah Hardnett. Thank you, my loving sister. You are the first to text me Happy Mother's Day this morning. So thank you. Attorney Michelle Durant, thank you. Opal Jerry in Jamaica, thank you. Lorraine Campbell Grizzle, thank you. And for all my many friends all over the place, Patricia Keith Johnson in Florida, Maevlin Brown in Florida, Millicent Leash in Florida, Asnet Watt in Florida, Carmen Johnson in Florida, and oh my heavens, there are so many. mothers that I know who are my friends. Ladies, I honor you. You have all done magnificent job and still doing magnificent job. And all around here, Deborah, Lonnie, Dara Masinko, Bridget Stone, Gabriella, my neighbor next door, all Blanche Taylor, Joyce Storms, Siobhan Hutchinson, Lisa Dubois, Lynn Brecker, all those amazing women, Crystal Rump, Melvette Hill, and the list goes on and on and on and on. I should not start calling names because I'm going to miss some names and people are going to say, oh, she didn't talk about me on the show. But however, I love all of you ladies. You are a mother, Jeanette Gibbard. You are amazing, amazing women. So I want to share one more poem. Only One Mother is the title of this one. Hundreds of stars in the pretty sky. Hundreds of shells on the shore together. Hundreds of birds that go out singing by. Hundreds of lambs in the sunny weather. Hundreds of dewdrops and greet the dawn. Hundreds of bees in the purple clover. Hundreds of butterflies on the lawn. But only one mother, the world wide over. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. To my friend Judy Hanworka, happy Mother's Day to you, my dear. There are so many mothers. Beatrice, happy Mother's Day to you, my darling. And we are going to, why don't I pray this song, The Prayer of Jabez, for all the mothers.
Bless me. You wish above all things that I prosper.
Right, so I want to say happy Mother's Day to my friend Inez Richards and Vanjie Armstrong. Happy Mother's Day to you ladies. And one more poem, Wonderful Mother. God made a wonderful mother, a mother who never grows old. He made her smile off the sunshine. And he molded her heart of pure gold. In her eyes, he placed bright shining stars. In her cheeks, fair roses you see. God made a wonderful mother. And he gave that dear mother to me. Pat O'Reilly is the one who wrote that poem. So now, let me hear from you. Call and tell me any childhood story that you have that you can remember about your mom, whether it was you were mischievous and doing stuff that you don't have any right doing. And I'm going to start off. I remember in Jamaica, you know, the houses in the country, they are not close together. And the one thing, I was from a farming community, and every time my father butchers, they would share meat with other people. But I remember this particular day, my mom, we were making mutton soup for dinner. It's the mutton is the goat meat, and they were cooking. That was what for dinner. But my friend Gloria, God bless her soul, she went home now to be with the Lord. And my friend Gloria came and she wanted me to get her a piece of the meat out the pot. And I remember climbing up on the firewall with the knife to cut the meat to give it to her, and not knowing that my mother was coming. And I was standing up cutting the meat, and I turned around to give the meat that I cut off to Gloria. And when I turned around, it was my mother that was standing there. She saw my mom coming, and she ran home and left me there. So I got a whooping, not for cutting the meat, but just the thought that that pot, it's a big iron pot on the wood fire. If it had turned over on me, I would be burnt severely. So that's one of the things I remember as a child that I did. The other thing that I did as a child that was against my mother's will was that she did not want me to go dancing. And every holiday, the day after the holiday, whether Easter, they call it Easter Monday, or Boxing Day after Christmas and all of that stuff, there used to be a dance keeping somewhere. So when she would send me to the grocery shop to buy something, if she sends me to get two things, I would get one so that I could go back, so I could stand up at the fence to listen to the music and to dance. So, kids, whatever you are doing now to your parents, hey, we have done it all. So I want to encourage you to call in and tell me what are your mischievous things you did as a child and that your mom caught you doing. So while I'm waiting on you to call 646-915-8166, I want to play this song. Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give you
my heart.
I give you my soul.
Before you alone,
every breath that I take.
In New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things. But I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
Your way,
Lord, I give you
my
heart.
Yes, again, today we are celebrating mothers, so you have not yet called in. I want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. 8166. Come on, guys, pick up the phone. Call in and let us celebrate mothers and grandmamas too. This poem, while we honor all our mothers with words of love and praise, while we tell about their goodness and their kind and loving ways, we should also think of grandmama. She's a mother too, you see, for she mothered my dear mother as my mother mothers me. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies. So, 646-915-8166. We have 26 minutes remaining in the show, and I would love to hear from you. And for the mothers who are listening, you may also call in and to let us know what are some of the special things you got today. What did those people in your life did for you? Did anybody get a spa treatment, a massage, a manicure? What did you guys get? Were you served breakfast in bed this morning? I want to hear from the mother, 646-915. Let me hear about what you got today that was different. I just hope that you did not get up and made breakfast this morning. As a matter of fact, I hope you did not make lunch either. So, let us hear what the family did for you. I know that there were a lot of cooks in the kitchen this morning preparing that special breakfast for Mother's Day. So let me hear from you. 24 minutes remaining. 24 minutes remaining. So I want to hear from you. I am looking for some more music, because we are celebrating mothers, and I tell you, I need to get some more music inside here, because every time I'm doing anything, this is the same music that I play. So I want to hear more. I want to get more music here. So anybody have any music to send me to upload to my radio show? Go ahead, send it to me. So here is Bethany's other song. This is called Pieces.
Oh,
Yes, I don't know why, but I was just sitting here listening to Bethany's song, and all of a sudden it came into my spirit that there are a couple of mothers who are sad today because there is some friction between their children and the family. And today is a sad day for them. So if you're listening and that's you, know, keep heart, keep courage, keep faith. And it's okay. You can pick up the phone and call. Don't wait for them to call. You are the mother. You can pick up the phone and call. So I wanted to be obedient because that came on my spirit, and I just wanted to say it out loud. So whoever it is, if you're hearing me, whether it was on, you're going to be hearing, if you're hearing live or on the archive, I want you to pick up the phone and call your children and work towards getting the family back together. But today is your special day. I want you to enjoy it. You know, even if you need to go out there and treat yourself, it's not too late. It's after 8. Go somewhere, treat yourself to something, and do something for you if the kids had not turned up to do anything with you. Know you're a mother. You chose life, and that makes you an amazing, amazing person. Know that you are loved. Regardless of what's going on, you are loved. You cannot be replaced, Mom. You are love. And for those kids who are acting up, it doesn't matter when your parents, our parents are supposed to guide us. So don't be acting up when your mom guides you. You know you're wrong, and then she tells you you were wrong, and you wanted for her to take sides. That's not what it's about. Be a man. Stand up. Be a man. Your mom is holding you accountable. So you need to call her to apologize. I want for you to do that. I don't know who that is for, but it is for someone, and I hope you are blessed to hear that. So guess what, guys? We only have 18 minutes remaining in this Mother's Day. Mother's Day, May 12th, 2013. This entire show was dedicated to mothers wherever you are. Mothers, this show is for you. And I want to remind you guys that guess what? The A New Day show is now on iTunes. So you can download it on iTunes free of cost. So download it and share it with everybody else. We are looking for your support there. So spread the news. We are on iTunes. We are all over the internet. You can just download the shows and just share it, because I am so blessed, because every time I meet people, they tell me how the show is blessing them. I also have a local cable TV show. And they said that they are being blessed by that. So I said, do you have a computer? And they say yes. And I say, you can catch us on the radio. They said, what? We didn't know you have a radio show. So yes, guys, we have a radio show. And we are on at least twice a week. And we are looking to do some phenomenal thing from now on and leading up onward into 2014. So 16 minutes and 33 seconds remaining on this Mother's Day episode. I want to hear from you. Somebody, please call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I think I read the last poem. Did I? No. This is the last one. Okay. Mother's love. Her love is like an island in life's ocean, vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the wind, the rain, the tide. 'Tis bound on the north by hope, by patience on the west, by tender counsel on the south, and on the east by rest. Above it, like a beacon light, shine faith and truth and prayer. And through the changing scenes of life, I find a haven there. And that's the last poem I have that I want to share with the mothers. So we share 8 pieces of poetry. I pray that there was one or more than one that really touched your life. And I pray that this day was a special, special, extremely special day for each and every mother, no matter where you are. I pray that you took time out to celebrate your special day. And there's one more song. I hope I have it here. I see if I find it, because I just want to play it for the mothers that, I don't think I have it here. Yes, let me try and play this song, because I want us to play this song just to recommit to motherhood.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart say yes.
and tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See, yes.
Yes.
And this is, I call it a recommitment of all the mothers today. If we had to do it over again, we would say yes all the way. We have no regrets about motherhood. We would do it all over again. And that's the reason why there are so many grandmothers who are raising their grandkids, because they are saying yes all over again. So I just wanted to play that song for us as mothers to recommit. And I pray that you had a fabulous, fabulous day today. You did something fantastic. You were being pampered. You were being loved. From the crown of your head to the tip of your toes. And I hope that you had so much fun today, you wouldn't even know what to do with it. I am happy that I was able to devote this time to mothers around the world, wherever you are. For those of you who are a little bit sad today, keep heart, know that all is not lost, because you will get your babies back to where your family was. Again, I honor each and every mother. I encourage you to join us on Wednesday and again on Sunday evening. And we ask that if you are not yet connected with us on social media, ask that you connect with us on Facebook at the A New Day Radio Show. And you can connect with me personal at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. So I look forward to having your support on social media. And also, oh, I forget to mention about the cruise. We have a cruise coming up next June of 2020, June the 15th. And here's the number you can call. Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Alenga Begg. The number you can call is 203-539-0094, 203-818-3174. And that's the number you can call about the cruise. And the cruise consultant is Mrs. Olinda Begg. So you call her up. She can give you all the information. We are sailing out of Barcelona. So we look forward to having you on there. Again, this is your host, Dynamic Daphne, saying Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Love you guys.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Trial that came with the slave. for every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.